And we are, discussing the matters coming out of Gaza in particular. 11 people, including children, have been killed in an Israeli air attack. That is the Maghazi refugee camp. This was in central Gaza. And this is on the back of already 33,843 Palestinians that have been murdered since October the 7th, with close on to 80,000 being wounded in that part of the world. Joining us this evening, talking to us about the gift of the giver setting up a medical facility in the Al-Arish camp for Gaza patients is Brother Ahmed Baum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ahmed.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahmed, talk to us. The gift of the givers already have been active in the Arish, in the Egyptian area to the south of the Gaza Strip for some time now, but setting up a medical facility, tell us more about the medical facility that is currently being, rapidly put together.
So, gift of the givers, alhamdulillah, we've been sending humanitarian aid through to Gaza, through Al-Arish, and our third convoy has went 2 weeks ago into Gaza. And while our coordinator for the Middle East, Dr. Malik, was visiting the region on the latest visit, we realized that, the medical facilities that are there just need a little bit of assistance because of the influx of our Palestinian brothers and sisters coming into Egypt seeking medical attention. And alhamdulillah, we've been in negotiations with the local organizations here in Egypt, the government sector as well, to be able to capacitate them, to be able to assist more of the victims that are coming. Is when there's a lot of injured people coming in, it's a lot of pressure which is put onto the Egyptian hospitals as well. So we've been looking to try and see how to assist them, inshallah, in terms of assisting them with the field hospital or capacitating the other areas as well.
Ahmed, on a daily basis, the entering of humanitarian aid into Gaza has had, no doubt, its major challenges. Even though the other day the report was 1,200 trucks entered the Gaza Strip, it's nothing and just a drop in compared to what is really required. And this is on the back of, the uncertainty that the Israeli, the IDF, could shut down the borders at any time, subject the trucks to further scrutiny. Or even we've heard of protesters standing in the way of, the delivery of aid. How has the delivery of aid been coordinated by the Gift of the Givers Foundation? Are your trucks making it into Gaza to help the most needy?
Yeah, the challenge was in the beginning phases as well, because a lot of restrictions, as you've seen in the news report, is, sending aid. But the problem was a lot of aid was coming to Al-Arish and just getting stuck there. Alhamdulillah, with the assistance from the Egyptians that have been assisting us and our South African government as well, our trucks, alhamdulillah, have made it into Gaza. And over the last 2-3 weeks, they're allowing up to about 300 to 400 trucks, which is really nothing, but trucks, but this easy delivery of aid is happening. The challenges we do face is it's a lot of restrictions on what we can send. So they do send you a list of the type of humanitarian aid you might send in. For example, you can send in like rice and oil and so and so. And now they've allowed clothing to go in, but they have restricted like tents and other types of humanitarian aid. And that's a challenge, because what happens is if you don't send what's on the list, those trucks are then impounded rather, or sent back, or not allowed to cross. So those are it's a huge challenge, especially on the IDF side, where they go through that list quite strict into what's allowed in and what's allowed not in. So unfortunately, you just have to send what they're allowing in for it to reach the people inside Gaza. And alhamdulillah, our trucks have made it in, our aid has been distributed in Gaza currently.
Finally, Brother Ahmed, when it comes to cooperation that the Gift of the Givers has received from the local authorities, I know you alluded to the Egyptian hospitals and Egyptian authorities, facilitating the distribution of aid and medical, assistance to those who have come from Gaza. How has been the cooperation with the local authorities and Gift of the Givers?
The the cooperation has been much better. You know, in the beginning phases, it was a bit challenging, but that's just when the war has started, and you do see those challenges normally. But there's been good cooperation now between just the givers in terms of our South African government supporting us as well, talking to the Egyptian government and making sure that the aid is getting delivered, reaching Al Arish and reaching Gaza. In terms of other areas, we've been assisting basically on the Egyptian side to assist with, medical interventions, humanitarian aid as well in the Egyptian region as well. And during Ramadan as well, assisted some of the families around the area of the Sinai and those areas as well in assisting them, because that area is also assisting a lot of the Palestinians in those areas as well. So alhamdulillah, the cooperation has been good. Today we've met some of the local NGOs, which are quite busy in Egypt, and look how we're going to be able to do much more here, especially for the Palestinian brothers and sisters that are coming here in terms of housing them as well. Because the challenge is a lot of the Palestinians are coming through, getting the necessary treatment. And after the treatment, where do they go back? We can't send them back into Gaza or so, because there's nothing left there and the war is still active. So we have to look at the post phase after they're getting treatment here to look after them over the next couple of months or years or so, they can get back into Gaza once we start rebuilding, inshallah.
Brother Ahmed Bam, shukran jazakumullah khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International with that important update on behalf of Gift of the Givers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.